Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I know we have Coach Carberry on, but just real quick, I texted two of my kids, my two oldest. Which name do you prefer, Washington Football Team or Commanders? This is from my son, Steven. I like the Commanders more now. When we first changed it, I liked the football team more. All right, so he's gotten used to it. That's just one kid.
He prefers
whatever.
Commanders now.
Right. They get used to the young people, I think. And which name do you... Same question to my daughter, Meg, who's at Cornell. Which name do you prefer, Washington Football Team or Washington Commanders? Commanders, but then she wrote an asterisk, Redskins. But she doesn't like Washington Football Team. She prefers Commanders over Washington Football Team. Those are just two... Under 24-year-old people.
This we know. Whatever they do, stay with the name, change name. They're going to be
unhappy people.
They're going to be a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah.
A good portion. I don't know the exact percentage.
Aren't you glad, Coach, you don't have to deal with that?
Yeah, you just like, Capitals.
Everyone loves it. It's iconic. Everyone loves it. Not an issue. Right?
There's no naming issue for the Caps.
No. There's no naming issue.
Never will be.
Let's just ask you, is Commanders a good name for the Washington football team? Just get your opinion.
As someone, you know, new to the area, new to the team, what you just said, I actually appreciate it. It's kind of grown on me, the Commanders.
See?
Okay.
And no one thinks it's a great name, Case.
Right.
But people get used to it, and especially new people, young people. No one thinks it's great. I think we could agree with that.
What was the weirdest name that you dealt with in your career? I'm looking. I guess you were part of the Sea Wolves at one point, right?
Yeah. Sea Wolves was one that was out there. It was probably in the minors. There was a team that was our rival in South Carolina. We were called the Stingrays.
Good
our
name.
In-state rival was called the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
Swamp Rabbits.
That's kind of a wild name. But
that is brutal.
But look, it's minor league hockey. Sometimes with minor league baseball teams.
They just come up with crazy
weird,
things.
Like, is that regional a thing, names. A swamp rabbit?
I don't know.
Do rabbits hang out near swamps?
I mean, well, if they do, they get eaten by swamp alligators, right. I would think.
Or snakes.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach has become an old hat.
They would throw carrots on the ice after goals, and that was painful.
Yeah, I bet it was. That's true.
Coach has become an old hat, man. You guys just win, win, win. You guys are rolling now.
Win.
Yeah, we got back on the right side of it last night in Calgary, which was good to see.
You were getting angry.
Talking about a slump.
And you're like, you know what? When you get on a little slump like this, you know, 10 games is not like a... a short time, it kind of defines who you are. I remember distinctly you said this. It kind of defines who you are as a team and who you are as a player. And that, I thought from you, was like throwing out the gauntlet at the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, and
they responded.
A tough stretch. We've been playing better of late, which has been nice to see, because we went through that stretch, and it was a significant stretch where we were grinding out points and still finding results. But if you were looking underneath the hood of the vehicle, you were like, "Ooh, there are some issues inside that engine with the way these games are going."
Mm-hmm.
And of late, I call it maybe our last 10 has looked a lot better from our process standpoint. So the results have been there, and then also the process and how we get there has looked good. Guys are playing better. We're look more closer to ourselves of being able to control play, outchance teams, do a lot of the things that we talk about as a team that will lead us to the results.
Coach Carbs, of all the gaudy numbers you guys are putting up with your records 34-11-5, you're tied for tops in the league with Winnipeg, you're 18-7-1 on the road, you're tied with the Wild for the most road wins. I think the most impressive stat is you guys are 14-2 in games immediately following losses this season. So you guys don't go on long losing streaks. You rebound from losses. You obviously are drilling into these guys' heads what needs to be rectified for the next game. I mean, 14-2 after losses, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I truly believe that stat is probably the best describing stat of our team, because it really speaks to the character of our group. Of when we lose games and we don't play well, and I quote-unquote, you know, challenge our group or push us to play up to our standard, there's a response that I rarely need to say much, and there's an immediate response from our guys because they care and they want to play the right way, and they want to rectify the issue when we don't look good and when we lose a game. And so that just speaks to our locker room and how they take losing personal and want to get it right the next time they get out on the ice.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry is presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. I don't remember if it was on ESPN.com. It doesn't really matter, but there was a feature article about how Dylan Strome has really blossomed this year. And I'm wondering, you come over as the head coach, this is your second season now coaching Dylan Strome. You know where he was drafted. What did you do to kind of make him blossom, if anything? Like, why has he become such a key component of this team? What has changed about his game?
I think there's like little areas of his game that he's worked on and improved, but I attribute it to he's just a really, like, you guys know him, and once you meet him, you're kind of like, really nice guy, well-liked, good personality. It kind of takes you a little bit to sort of figure him out as a competitor and as a, you know, pro athlete. And so, like, okay, what makes him tick? You know, his competitive juices, is he, you know, how does that all work with him? And it takes a little bit. But what you come to learn about Stromer, and this is why I think, because I read that article, it's a great article on Stromer mm-hmm. and his past, and you know, how it's taken him a little bit longer, but he just continues to get better and better and better. And I think that's probably the main thing, is he's so internally motivated and crazy high level, like crazy high level that you don't see. He's not a real, if you meet him, you wouldn't expect that. You wouldn't see that from talking to him and being around him. But if you get to know him, over hundreds and hundreds of hours, you see how internally motivated he is. And so that's why I think he's gone through all this adversity in his career, and even getting to Washington, having a good career, having a good season. His first year he got here, he had a great season, but he wasn't content with that. He knew and wanted to push the envelope to try to, you know, continue to prove people wrong and continue to become a better player. And that's sort of what he's done every year. And, you know, like my role in it is just trying to harness that and trying to, make sure that he's growing little areas of his game where he can add to and become a better 200-foot centerman, play little things that I can help him with, playing more minutes and playing against top centermen and all those things. But I think that's long-winded way of saying he's a highly, highly motivated individual to just continue to evolve and continue to get better.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say about personality, because I remember, you know, I guess the piece was on ESPN yesterday, that one of the guys said his first impressions of Stromer, even on the ice, was that he was lazy. And it's just kind of the way he carried himself.
Yeah, that, it's spot on. And you would think, like, he's sort of casual and just like, oh, does he not really care? And it couldn't be further from the truth. Like, he cares deeply and wants to win and wants to be the guy that's helping the team win and scoring the big goal and making the big play. So it is a total, when you meet him, it's a misconception about him. And that's, you know, why I think he's continued to get better and is having such a phenomenal year again.
Coach, we got to talk about Logan, because Logan is just putting up stupid numbers in net. I mean, he's second in the league in GAA. He's third in the league in percentage. I thought it was funny that Darcy's right there next to him in both of those categories too that you guys got rid of. But he turned into he's having a great year out in L.A. But Logan, what is it about Logan? You guys signed him to the 6-year extension now. He's your guy. He's just not allowing goals. What is going on with this guy? He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's on fire, and he's the definition of a gamer, man. He just when the puck drops and the game's on the line and that game starts and there's an opponent that's trying to put that little black thing in our net, he just elevates and he's played so well for us in so many tight games. I mean, most of the games that we play in are one-goal games, tied, can go either way, and he's delivered time and time again in those big moments. And I thought last night was a great So hear this scenario out, and this kind of speaks to Logan and the year he's having. And I think, too, that the type of competitor he's coming back home to play in his hometown against Calgary. Okay, so a little bit of a pressure, wants to play really well. He just signs a brand-new long-term contract, 2 days previous. So he's excited. He's now been given that trust and earned the long-term deal with the Caps and sort of looked after his future, his first big contract he signed in his career, and he comes into here and plays lights out. Like, with all this pressure and all this these things going on around him, and just delivers the goods and played outstanding last night and was a big part of why we win that hockey game.
And, Coach, also what's great about Logan is he's not a silver spooner. He wasn't a high draft pick. I mean, he went undrafted, spent time in both Canadian college hockey and the ECHL, which you know well, with the Stingrays. So he's been on those long bus rides. He's played against the Swamp Rabbits and teams that you barely know.
Yeah.
You know, like he wasn't one of these guys that had all the hype and the press clippings coming in. He's a guy that really paid his dues and worked for it, and you feel good for him.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's one of the things that gives us as an organization and myself as a coach great confidence that him signing a long-term deal isn't going to change his approach and isn't going to affect the way that exactly what you just touched on is he has earned and proven people wrong throughout his career. And I don't think that'll be any different just because, you know, he's earning a lot more money now for many more years to come and hopefully in our organization. So that gives me great confidence that he'll stay hungry and earn every penny of that contract that he just signed.
Coach Carves, a lot of homecoming-type vibes in last night's game. You touched on Logan Thompson. He's a Calgary guy. Mangiapane faced Calgary for the first time since the Caps acquired him via trade. And I saw that Big Mo, Anthony Mantha, paid the guys a visit during practice.
Yeah.
He's a member of the Flames. Now, he's out with an ACL tear. He's been out since November. But a lot of Caps-Flames ties coming out of that stop for you guys last night.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I got to say hello to Mo and check in with him. He was there before the during morning skate, and LT coming home, and Mange. who had spent so many years in Calgary. So there was a lot going on in that game last night.
By the way, the Scotiabank Saddledome, I believe that's the official name of the building.
Mm-hmm.
The design of that building, when you saw the outdoor shot, it gave me old Capital Center vibes from back in the day. It's got
looks like a saddle.
It's got the roof. It's got the Pringle shaped potato chip roof. I got some of the feels last night, Coach, looking at the building. Yeah. By the way, that building's been in use since 83. That's an old barn you guys are playing in.
Yeah, and they're just building the new one. They've broken ground, so when you drive in now, you can see where the new one is going to be. And so it was kind of like it is definitely dated, but it's a historic building. So you can appreciate that there's going to be a brand-new facility. But now that you see the new one being built, you're sort of – I walked in yesterday, and you're – kind of taking it in a little bit more because obviously that building's going to come to an end, so you're soaking up the good vibes in the Saddle Dome and taking it all in, even though it's pretty dated in there.
Coach, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great week, guys.
Yeah, you too. Man. Good luck. Thank you, buddy.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Cakes is going to be steadfast that they're going to change the name.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to tell you that they've gotten used to the name and kind of like it, like Coach Spencer Carberry? Oh. Will you be influenced at all?
Probably.
How many
everybody.
Would it take?
No, just because somebody tells me they've gotten used to it doesn't change my stance on it. Just like you guys are used to it. You're used to Wizards. You think it's better than Bullets? I'll never think it's better than Bullets. We just have differing opinions.
I just don't, like, I loved Bullets because I was a kid because that's what I knew and I loved it. But, you know, the last 15 years, I think Washington Wizards sounds great. I like the idea of a basketball. I think it's great. I actually think it's now better than a Bullet. Than a speeding bullet.
I think you're one of the very few that holds that opinion.
I love that I'm one of a few.
Did you ever think
it actually gets me excited?
Did you ever think the Wizards were going to be 6-40 at one point?
No, I hate.
That's actually worse. I hate the
process. I hate what we're going through. But
we did take the under, Jason. But it was
that was the biggest lock
it
ever.
It was like 17 or 18.
We should have put our 401ks on that.
Coming up next, we'll shift gears, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop with EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.